I mean, you think,
you can't be serious, man. Thank you Christ cannot some be serious. In the world.
Well, holy mackerel. I tell you what, I've never been more surprised. I had 14 emails, a Roneo machine I've still got at home.
A Roneo machine. You know, I remember those.
The ticker tape comes out and they said, Magic Mike Sheehan is ill. He's got... He went to a restaurant and the catch of the day was hepatitis down at his summer residence.
Yeah.
And what do you think? I was going to mention the restaurant. Yes. And catch of the day was hepatitis and he's got diphtheria, lumbago.
Dysentery.
He's got distemper. And
Salmonella.
He's joined Don in having bird flu and parrot flu. And
here he is.
And chlamydia.
And chlamydia.
Now, chlamydia, Don. Yeah,
there's many forms of chlamydia, yeah. I've found out since last week's podcast. Yeah.
Well, I hope the woman that you might be sharing your affections with didn't hear that you had chlamydia.
So it's a koala disease, but it's it is a koala disease.
Well, yes, koalas do get it, but it is also animals.
Where do koalas not get it?
What
they get it in their dick. What did you say?
I'll rephrase the question. There's a group of koalas in this country that are immune to it.
Yeah, is that
where do they live?
Pity Don wasn't in touch with them.
See, I didn't realise you were so worldly. Okay, come on, tell me.
Kangaroo Island.
Is that right?
That's right.
Why don't they get chlamydia there?
Well, because obviously the strain hasn't gone across.
Oh, the water. They're isolated, so consequently...
So there's been no inter-koala rooting going on. Is that how you get it, I presume, being promiscuous?
Inter-koala rooting.
Yeah, inter-koala.
Oh, is that a medical term, is it?
IKR. It's called IKR. Inter-koala rooting. So...
You get it
from being promiscuous, do you?
What I had or what the koalas have?
Well, have you had it?
No, I've been ill. I've been had a gas.
Yeah, so you haven't had chlamydia. No. So Don, over to you.
I've had it. I've had a certain strain of chlamydia. Well, I've been told.
Have you put a plastic sheet down on that seat? Will you?
You said that last week, but I did ring the specialist. After this podcast, I said I'm worried. But I've had a certain.
So that was one of the main talking points last week.
We've both had contagious illnesses, Don and I. How do you feel?
Well, I tell you what, Mick, this would be an apt song to change the music to. I'm going to play you this, just see if you know who this is. And I'll tell you the title. This is, just see if you know who this is. Wait for her to sing. Her. Person.
This is going to take all day. No.
Been going 5 seconds, Don. Okay, this is Alison Limerick, and the song is called "I Can Make It on My Own."
Oh,
why would
two fall off the twig and Don gets another strain of whatever sexually transmitted disease is going around his neighbourhood, and you get another belting with some food poisoning?
Yeah.
I'll be in here doing it
on my
own.
Because you'll be dead from old age by then.
Oh, so you trumped up today, you stumped up today, and Don's here. So that's Alison Limerick. Do you think we'd change the music to that?
No.
Well, take your time to think about that. Yeah,
we have.
Now, talking about...
Just before we start.
We have started.
We have. Now,
I'm going down to see Bill Ferg today. He's back from the Sea Shepherd. He was down.
Was he there or in the Amazon? I lose track of where he goes.
Sea Shepherd is a boat, Don.
Yeah,
probably wouldn't help the lobster cave, Don.
You were there fishing with him, I heard.
I'm
last
going
time.
Down. I had a meal with him during the week. You boys weren't available.
And we Bill's weren't invited. You did. That's
Bill's
more to
on
the
a
point.
Health kick or health regime after being slaughtered by everything in the ocean, trying to get and provide fare for his restaurant. Mm-hmm. He sat down to, and I don't know if you've ever had these at the Lobster Cave, he sat down to some garlic mussels. And beside his breath being on the nose by the time the end of the dinner lunch was over, I tell you what he does. Here's a thing, just to add roughage, he eats the shells. He smashes them up and eats the shells for roughage.
I never know when he's being serious about this stuff, do you?
Well, do you think anyone would eat the shells?
You reckon he'd be
idiots?
Eating mussel shells, do you?
Well, you just told me he did.
Yeah, and he did. And, his wife, and his wife or his partner, I presume it's his wife, his partner said that here's the danger of eating mussel shells. He said he went out to get the morning paper off the lawn the next day and bent over and shot the neighbour's cat. So you've got to be very careful that you masticate all the shells completely up, or you'll end up firing bullets out of your
coit. He's worked on this. He has worked on it for days.
So you can go down there. He's got garlic mussels, and you can go down and have some sprat. Do you know what sprat is? Sprat's a little sardine. Sprat's, and he's got a sashimi of porpoise down there.
Porpoise?
Porpoise. He's breeding these farm porpoises.
They're protected,
they're not
aren't
dolphin.
They?
They're breed. It's different. Do you know what the difference between a lobster and a crayfish is?
No,
can't
we're
mention
thinking.
His name. He's doing hand gestures, Rodlaw. He what?
The nippers.
Nippers, my ass. He's he's got porpoise. He's got sashimi.
Porpoise like poor people.
For porpoise, yep.
They're small and dolphins, aren't they?
They've
porpoise?
Got a bigger hooter, I think. They can.
Yeah, bigger nose. Is it a bigger nose?
I don't know. Okay. Right. Anyhow, so that's where I've been, and he's in very good form, Bill. porpoise. I'm not sure. Is it like having tiger or a polar bear on the menu? Are they endangered species? Porpoise.
Don't know.
No, and we don't care.
No.
So there we are. So that's where what I've been doing while you two...
Well, what I've been doing is sitting in traffic for about 4 hours this morning, Donald. You do this every week.
I do
coming
it every week,
from
Michael.
From the Mornington Peninsula.
You've got to leave very early.
How do people retain their sanity, those who drive 5 days a week there and back?
I avoid the freeway.
This city's strangled, isn't it?
No, you avoid the freeway, Michael.
What do you fly, do you?
No, you drive in the other streets that used to be main thoroughfares once upon a time. They're not as busy as they used to because everyone's gone to the freeway. So get on the other roads.
Well,
thank you.
And that saves you the e-tag money too, Donald.
Exactly, and it's also quicker than the freeways. It's a breakdown on the freeways.
Isn't it weird? I was coming Sereno to Melbourne this morning at 6-ish.
Yeah.
And the other side of Waverley Park, you remember that, VFL Park at Waverley?
Yes.
Which is probably, how many k's from the city?
On
a long way.
Yeah. And it's 15 k there.
Yes.
Yeah, but you were there at 7 o'clock, Michael, and if you drove
earlier.
It earlier.
Yeah. People must go to bed about 8 o'clock at night. I know you do for different reasons, but...
Why do you go to bed at 8 o'clock at
well,
night?
Well, that was his statement.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't make it.
Yeah. For different reasons.
Why do I go? What would my reasons be going?
To go to bed.
Because you're old.
To exercise the option. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Old, yeah.
I see.
So you're, the man that you think the sun shines out of is Daniel Andrews.
I do.
Well, don't you?
No. No, I don't.
I thought you were a.
I'm not wedded to one party. I judge people on their performance.
I see. So you're not happy with Dan?
No.
Wasting $1 billion.
I'm not happy with any politician in the country, perhaps on the planet,
at the moment,
forever.
So
why?
What's the alternative? So there you go. So the alternative is that. And you were completely out of line last week by traducing the Prime Minister for no reason at all. Whether you don't like him or not is irrelevant. To say that you wouldn't shake his hand and he's a dill...
No, I said handshaking is an anachronism. It's rubbish. Why would you go up to someone you've never met and just sort of
because
pretend
did you,
they're
did
best
you boys
buddies?
See his interview on Sunday?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Okay, what did you make of it?
Well, he was asked a question about whether he would have done things differently. He spoke for 3 minutes before he addressed the question.
Can you tell me?
Did you see it?
Well, I found it very confusing. I don't know if you boys can help me, but what are the credits that came out of the Kyoto Agreement? Can anybody tell me what
climate change? There's been another agreement since then.
John, tell me what the credits are. We've worked up so many credits that we take it off what? Can you explain the mechanisation of this climate change? How do they judge it?
I've learnt one thing during this podcast, that we shouldn't pretend to be experts on subjects we know nothing about.
Well, that would then we'd be mute. Well, who never speak?
Well, we can talk about football and traffic.
But hang on, everybody else is in the same boat when it comes to climate change. Because I've asked them, I have asked a number of people, did you watch? That's yes, we did watch.
That's why.
Can you tell me what the credits are?
I'm saying to you, that's why the world is so confused about climate change.
Are we doing something wrong in Australia too? This is another thing. Are we doing something wrong? Are we ignorant in Australia as to climate change? Why were they demonstrating in London about Australia?
Because it's a political opportunity to push an agenda
in London,
England. Of course it is. It's a global thing. Now, you say the Kyoto Agreement. They've had another one since then. It's called the Paris Climate Accord, which Donald Trump pulled out of because he said the two biggest polluters in the world, China and India, weren't in it. So what would be the point of us reducing our standard of living so those people can take
over?
Well,
why can't they?
That's exactly why.
Why don't they try and relate to we, the common people?
And the carbon credits, you can offset what you put into the
atmosphere. Tell me what a carbon credit is, please.
Come on, can we talk about something that people are interested in?
Well, I think people should be interested because they keep quoting it.
We don't understand it.
And the thing at the moment is climate change. That's the hot topic with all the young people. And not one can tell me what a climate or a credit is.
Did you hear that? Are you listening? Your ears painted on. You said...
What's he laughing for?
Because I said... You said, can anyone tell me what the carbon credits are? And I said, I'll tell you what the carbon credits are. Carbon credits are... Can anyone tell us what they are? He said, no one has any. I was about to tell you what they are. I was about to exactly tell you what carbon credits
are.
Well,
tell me.
Because you offset your emissions. Don, you've got to listen, man. You offset
That hat puts me off. Where did you get it from? Chill. Look at that hat. Isn't that the worst hat you've ever
Here's
seen?
Here's a classic case of a man who asks a question when he's afraid that someone might know the answer to show him ignorant. He completely diverts and changes the subject.
But why would
you
he ask?
You don't want me to tell you in case you think, gee, I'm a dumbass, I should have known
but
that.
Why would he ask you about a hat when no one can see what your hat is?
My point exactly, Mick. This is my point exactly. Asking a question you don't know the answer to and then getting annoyed because someone else does. It's extraordinary.
Tell me about the carbon credits, please. I want to know.
I'll write you, draw your diagram.
No. Tell me.
I couldn't be bothered anymore. You're not listening.
I got a letter too, boys.
Wait for this letter.
Is this about a train?
It's about... it's about that train at Mount Gambier.
Can you play us a snippet again, another 25-minute snippet about the train trip from Mount Gambier to Broken Hill or wherever he went?
This letter is from Melissa Horn.
So you didn't like us to recap one of the most the strangest utterances on the podcast. You didn't like it to be replayed, Mick?
No.
About what? Didn't you find that vaguely amusing or intriguing that
I thought 7 or 8 minutes was probably a bit of an overkill, that's all.
It was just 2 minutes, it was. I timed it out. So I didn't get off Scott Morrison.
No, don't worry about that.
He was on Sunday morning, and a lot of people talked about that.
You gave the Prime Minister of this country an absolute unfair belting. Not because you don't disliking his policy is okay, but to say you wouldn't shake his hand, he's a dill and he's incompetent and he's inept.
I didn't say he was a dill.
You said he was inept.
Yeah. Now listen, I'm obviously not one man out here. Did you see the polls at the weekend?
Because
his approval rating was down 9%.
Because the ABC and the slanted
media... Oh, it's the ABC's fault again, isn't it?
Of course.
What they did, the poll, ABC, did they? It's a news poll, John.
The ABC and the slanted media pushed the narrative that he was in Hawaii when it happened and he said, yeah, looking back, maybe I shouldn't have gone to Hawaii. I should have anticipated half Australia was going to be on fire. So he came back and I'm just going to give you another analogy whether you like it or not. The Democrats in America and the slanted, biased press over there have blamed Donald Trump, listen to this, have blamed Donald Trump for the Iranians shooting down a Ukrainian jet and killing 176 people. Now, you can't get more dishonest and bogus than that. And you want to have a good look at yourself before...
I do.
Those people... The people who say climate change, you say, oh, it's overwhelming. The people that say Trump's a dill, it's overwhelming. It's not overwhelming. It is very evenly balanced because what's going on in Australia has very little to do with climate change. It has a lot to do with 180 arsonists setting fire, which is probably domestic terrorism to this country.
Can you tell me, boys, talking about climate change? Hang on.
Hey. I'm not lecturing you. I'm asking you, do you think that's reasonable to say that?
Well, I didn't. I heard this morning about the arsonists.
There's 180 of them
over the weekend, was it?
There's 180 arsonists. They estimate have set fires, and this is another form of domestic terrorism. Did you ever think, rather than bombing people and shooting planes out of the air, do you think maybe domestic terrorism is on the when you set half your country on fire and throw your whole resources into disarray?
Aren't they just demented souls, though?
Yeah, but they don't.
Well, what are jihadists?
They're probably demented souls.
That's
too.
Correct, Mick. This was my point.
So this has been reported on this morning, John, about the arsonists.
It's been in the paper.
I had a theory that was happening.
Sorry,
with
Don. Oh, sorry, you interrupted yourself. I was saying it's been in the news and the airwaves.
Well, I haven't seen it.
I'm just going to tell you how long it's been.
Yes, thank you.
In the news and the airwaves for a fortnight that 180 people.
Haven't read it.
Of course, you haven't read anything about the Paris Climate Accord either. And carbon, I was going to tell you about carbon, but you weren't interested in that either.
And the authorities don't publish the arsonists. It's a bit like suicide. A lot of suicides go on, and I think there is a reason why they don't do it, because they think they may encourage.
Correct.
I think it's impossible that so many fires could start the way they have. I had a theory that they were being lit, but no, I couldn't get it confirmed. No,
well good theory, Mick, and you...
Don.
Yeah, Don, and Mick. Yes, you sheet this home to climate change. You sheet this solely... to climate change.
No, you know what I do? I'll tell you what I do.
What? Good, good.
I'll tell you what I do, and good. I've said this to you several times before, and you too, you, Donald.
Who, me?
Yes.
Just go ahead.
What I do is my opinion is shaped by the opinion of the scientific community, who I reasonably presume have a better handle on this than those of us in the street, right? And they say to a man and woman that climate change is affecting the bushfire situation.
Your opinion, Mick, is shaped by the biased news you get from the outlets that you watch. And
what are your outlets then?
My outlets are the people who have a completely different point of view.
So where do you get
they
those?
They don't accept that the overwhelming science. What are your sources?
What are your outlets that you read?
The people who the other scientists who disagree.
Oh, the other scientist, singular.
Mick, there is an overwhelming body of scientists that disagree.
Oh, bullshit.
That is a fact, Mick.
It isn't a fact. It is a nonsense to say that.
It's not a nonsense. So you say that climate change is responsible for the bushfires in Australia. Well, primarily.
I'm saying what the scientists say.
Some of them do, a lot of them do, and a hell of a lot of them don't.
Well, I don't agree with that.
But that's...
It's a lot to do with not the management of the forest, Mick.
No, hang on. This is the scientific explanation. There's a hell... It's like you saying that this is Sam here, why you say to me, am I the only person in the world that thinks Donald Trump is fantastic? You see, everyone in the world thinks he's... Well, that is
no,
just...
No, I didn't say... No, no, you quote me correctly if you're going to quote
me.
Oh,
well, you tell me
what... I said the intelligentsia thinks he's a dill.
So you think 65 million people in America are dumb?
No, but a lot of them came from the... What's it called? The Iron...
Midwest.
Well, you know...
Rust...
But yeah.
Yes. So you think people who live out in the country are dills?
No, I think the more intelligent members of the community are in New York and Los Angeles, and
they think they're the establishment.
What the socialist elites who yeah. couldn't give a stuff about the rest of the country who are working class and into manufacturing.
I thought we had an embargo on Trump.
Well, because I'm lining, I'm making an analogy between Donald Trump, who you say no one likes, and climate change. You say every scientist thinks that the planet is buggered.
Well, we're at odds, aren't we?
Well, we are, Mick, yes. But I get my information from different sources.
Where? What are they?
Well, from different sources.
What are the sources?
From right-wing leading establishments.
Like who?
What do you mean?
News Corp?
Yeah, News Corp. Yeah, Fox News.
Oh, yeah?
CNN.
Oh, they're nice and balanced, aren't they? Eh?
Well,
there wouldn't be one left-wing commentator in the entire conglomerate.
That is absolute nonsense.
Oh, name me one.
Well, I can, Juan Williams.
Who?
Exactly. What's the point of having this discussion? I've named. He's one of the main contributors on Fox News.
Can we talk about something else, please?
No, I'd like to talk about the polo, Mick. Did you go to the polo? Did you go to the polo on the weekend, Mick?
And I was in.
You lived down there.
Yes, I was at Sorrento. And
were you seen?
No, I haven't been seen at the polo ever, Donald. But why? I think the polo's lost its panache.
What, if you haven't been there, why has it lost its panache?
Just because the flavour used to just permeate through Portsea and Sorrento previously.
You know, what flavour?
It looked like Oaks Day with the women done up and
but they still get done up.
Well, they weren't. The presence wasn't as strong this year.
Would it be no fair way? To say
well,
Mick
it received a lot of publicity.
It may have, but
I think the accent's gone off the polo, and it's become an
event.
Went
off the polo 10 years ago.
Would you say, Mick, it's being overrun?
Polo? Are you seriously saying people went to watch the polo?
Well, I would have. Well, that was what it was all about.
Would you say it's being overrun by pseudo-A-listers? That's what it's being.
And has been for
Well, we should get an expert comment from our friend Fiona Byrne.
We should, Donald. No, I agree.
No, Mick's here. She won't come on. She won't come on.
Who won't?
Fiona, because Mick's here.
What?
No.
I'm on part of the podcast. She's not. She was an invited guest.
Yes, that's correct. And if you hadn't stumped up today, maybe we could have got a replacement like her.
Have you been to the polo, Sammy?
No, I get asked quite often. Yeah. Now that I'm not an A-lister, but a
what are
B-
you?
I don't know.
Well, she said
you're
a B-minus.
Yeah. I.
So you haven't? You've never been?
I've never been.
Have you, Donald?
Never.
I'll go.
Where have you been? So you've been, Mick?
No, I haven't been. No.
So.
I've not, but I'm saying to you, it's not the event, it's not the glittering event that it was.
So what is the aim of the people who put the polo on down at Portsea? What is the aim?
To get people
to promote Mercedes-Benz or tag Hua watches or
Well, probably all of that and give the A-listers somewhere to go.
Okay, so it's just a social event where people can go and have a lot to drink and maybe take recreational drugs.
You know how I never make chat everyone statements. Up. I would say 90% of the people that go there couldn't even spell equestrian. Isn't equestrian an event?
Is it? Well, what, when you sit on the back of a horse and try and hit a ball with a stick?
I like that look, that puzzle that you go.
Yes. Yeah. What would they know what you call the thing that you hit?
What a ball or chucker.
Chucker. You're going to know that?
What's that?
Do you know the name? Do you think most of the people there would have any idea what the
chucker?
Yeah, what a chucker is.
I
had a chucker yesterday and it had nothing to do with the polo.
I don't think they would know what a chucker is.
I see Racing Victoria.
But I'm not sure what your point is.
Well, my point is it's just people go there because you should be seen there, that's all.
That's what I said, pseudo-A-listers.
I know, and I agreed with
Does
you.
Does anyone...
It still holds a lot of...
microphones on? Now, look, now seriously...
Headphones.
Can you hear through what I say? Because every time I say something, you look at me and you think...
Sometimes,
why do you say that?
Yeah, that's in the entire 40 years I've known you, I've thought that.
Really? Well, yeah. So your analogy about the climate scientists.
We're not going, go back on this,
no,
please.
No, but you just say because you say it that's it. It's a fait accompli.
No, I don't.
I'm saying there's a completely different opinion
What I said to you was. You should have been a journo. You keep misquoting me. What I said was that my opinion...
Oh, journo's misquote.
My opinion is based on what the scientific community says.
But it's on your side of the scientific. There's a hell of a lot of the scientific community that
boys,
say nothing
move
to
on.
Do
move
with
on.
What you say.
Hey, do you?
I watched Insiders, Mick. Can you tell me why we do not have any sportsmen on sports shows anymore, giving us an informed opinion of the state of the game instead of journalists pontificating and not knowing what they're talking about?
More information, please.
Well, I just, what else do you
who
want?
Who was on Insiders?
Yes.
I don't. Three journalists.
Three journalists.
And I've watched the last 2 weeks.
And
so I just turned it off.
What's Insiders about?
Insiders is a sports show on the ABC.
It's on Sunday morning.
Well, thank you.
But it seems to be happening more.
Clears it up for me.
And it reviews the events of the week
and
the weekend.
Thank you. So Insiders is a sports review show on the ABC. Thank you.
Why don't they have sportsmen from relevant sports?
It's Offsiders, isn't it?
Offsiders, is it? No, Insiders is the political one. Yeah. I'm sorry, I watched that earlier.
Don't get it wrong, Donald.
No.
Hey?
We've got Rod Law here.
We don't want ill-informed people expressing opinions.
Sportsiders, Offsiders and Insiders.
Well,
name of the show and then I can give you an opinion on it.
And you're on a good ship, Venus, on Sunday morning, whereas we're trying to educate.
So, Donald, so you're saying those who have played, they're
why aren't there more sportsmen being journalists or trained to be journalists to give us a better informed opinion?
People, there are lots of people in football and cricket.
I know, but why don't they take up a journalistic or whatever, or given a chance?
There are lots of people.
Given a chance in the sports media to write on the particular sport.
So Don, if
will you be quiet, John?
Do you consider Nick Riewoldt and his role on Fox Footy? Is he a journalist?
No, I'm talking about in the written sense.
Well, because you can't just come in off the street and say, "I think I'll be a hotshot journalist."
Why can't you? Our lordship on the left here. He was criticised years ago for his question and answer thing when it wasn't fashionable by the journalists. And I see Fiona Byrne did one. Hamish McLaughlin does it now. They've all copied him 20 years later.
Were you criticised for doing that?
Yes, by your... you.
I never criticised him for that, did I? You know that to be true because you and I did a Q&A.
I haven't given an answer yet.
Well, okay.
No is the answer to that question.
Thank you.
What question?
your question, you dick.
Now, Don, to make it just to put some meat on the bones of this, you were watching Insiders or Offsiders?
Offsiders, Rod.
You were watching Offsiders, and there were three people on there chatting about what?
Sport.
What sport?
Any sport that was relevant topical.
So it came up and said, now the Australian Open, yes, was there any women on it? And they were all men.
No, she's not on it. No, she's not on it.
Kelly Underwood?
She's not on at the moment.
Who was the host?
So were they men or women?
Kennedy.
Peter Kennedy.
Paul Kennedy.
Yeah, Paul Kennedy.
So
yeah.
There were three blokes, and one of them, I presume, I'm just trying to get you involved in this, Don. One of them probably said, now the Australian Open is coming up. How do you think Djokovic will go? And they said, well, Djokovic has got back trouble, and I don't know if the smoke. Is that how it went?
If they're talking about the sport, I just think they should have.
Were you interested?
I turned it off.
Well, how do you know what they were talking about?
Because I watched it for 5 minutes and that was enough for me.
So what do you want them to say?
Why doesn't the media or print media start and go, or the television, more journalists or who have actually played a particular sport that are qualified?
There's plenty of blokes who have played sport who have had TV roles. Why do you think that they don't continue in those roles?
I'm asking you.
Because they don't offer enough.
In what way?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Thanks, John.
Well, could they be trained to offer more?
If nothing else, I'm fair. I'm not biased.
I didn't.
Well, what you said is correct. Most of us who've played sport are pretty dumb asses.
I wouldn't say that.
I think they've all got a story to tell.
We've
just
all
got
street cunning, but we haven't been educated in the art of journalistic prose and enunciation and grammar and phrasing.
Punctuation.
I think we can live with deficiencies in those areas.
If you want
depending on what's said.
Yes.
But all I'm saying is if I were engaging people, and the bloke whose name we can't talk about, he used to engage people for Fox Footy, you get the person who you think most people are going to relate to. That's what you get. And if the person happened to have played footy...
So he's the problem.
Wait a sec. All the better. If they'd played sport, all the better. But if they can't deliver and they're not prepared to say something, well, you get journos who are prepared to say something.
That's correct, Don, because they're not beholden to sponsors or they don't have to worry about their club. Now, let me give you three things to discuss about sport. And we'll pretend we're other journalists or sportsmen or whatever. First of all, Kane Richardson.
Who?
Kane Richardson.
See, the problem with most who have played sport, they don't keep up with it and they've got no idea who Kane Richardson is.
Well, I was about to explain who Kane Richardson
is. No, but I'm talking to him.
Well, I was about to explain it. Kane Richardson, who is a batsman, I presume, was slagged or was chided by...
Well, he was bowling. He was bowling.
Marcus Stoinis.
Yeah, he was bowling to him.
Is this in the Big Bash? Yes. Is this the Big Bash?
Richards is a bowler.
Yes, he was bowling to...
Excuse me, I had a question. Is this in the Big Bash? Yes. I turn it off. I think that's an insult to cricket.
Jeez, you got RSI from turning stuff off.
Well, this is a classic. Okay, now the Big Bash.
The important thing he has in his house is the remote control. Now,
can I just talk about this? This is another subject. The Big Bash. Well, commentators, we've got...
Hey, what? He's only halfway through his... Discussion subject.
See if I can recap, Don. I said I've got three sporting things that we as journalists or sports people can discuss. And then Mick said that Kane Richardson is a bowler. After I said he was a batsman, he's a bowler. And he was bowling to Marcus Stoinis.
Correct.
And a bit of sledging came in and he said, "You are a faggot."
Stoinis said to Richardson.
So?
I think Richardson said it. Stoinis said it to Richardson. Yes, that's...
So Stoinis is the bloke in trouble.
He wasn't in trouble because Matthew Richardson said he took...
Kane Richardson.
Kane Richardson said he took no offence at it at all because it was a throwaway
It wasn't
line.
Up to him.
Oh, Michael.
Now, just a minute, Mick. Let me just set it so we can discuss it. He said he took no offence at being called a faggot, but the umpires tipped him in because they heard it. What I'm saying to you is it the umpires, if someone didn't take offence at it and it was between two parties and they probably, I reckon I've called you worse than that, Don, when we played football.
That was 60 years ago.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I'm just saying, if no one takes offence at it...
We had Nigger Boy Licorice 60 years ago, John.
But no one called anyone a nigger, Mick.
Unless you went to school with Nigel Murch.
He called, he said, mentioned he was a faggot, right? Throwaway line, trying to sledge him. And the umpires heard it and they tipped him in. He got fined $7,500 and the other boy said he took no offence at it at all because he knows how it was said. So I'm just asking you, do you think he got his right whack?
I think he needed to be penalised. Stoinis himself says that he made him blue. He said... Richardson got under his skin and then what are you shaking your head for?
Precious.
So where does it stop? What can he call him? Can he call him anything he likes, can he?
Listen, there was no offence. You say those things in the heat of the moment, in battle, in sport, and it should just let
So if it's on TV, if it's on TV.
If the microphones are out there, you've got to watch it.
But is it?
Yes, if the microphones are out there, fine.
Anything
got to watch
goes
your language.
On the sporting
yes,
arena.
Yes, anything goes in
is
the sport.
Right?
Yes.
Now, you know that's not right, Don. Now, you've got to think.
Listen, just about anything goes. If you're a professional sportsman,
Robocop.
You try and get the advantage.
Robocop.
Johnny.
You've got to think before you speak,
yes.
Man.
Oh, so you did a lot of that, did you?
I did a hell of a lot of not thinking before I spoke. But we're thinking now. And the two things that are off limits when you sledge people, if you happen to be vaguely in earshot of anyone, are race and gender. So
and sexuality.
Cannot, what?
Sexuality.
Oh. Gender, Mick.
No, gender is boy and girl, isn't it? Sexuality.
That's what gender I mean by sexuality. Sex. Well, gender is sex.
That's what journos
sex.
Do.
Gender what?
They is, pick the right word.
Gender is sex. Is not gender not sex? Is gender not sex?
Gender is male and female. We are.
Which is sex?
No, it's not.
What, the two sexes,
sexes.
Male and female?
Oh, you never concede, do you?
No, not on that, Mick, because you're so pedantically numb. You're just a numbskull.
A numbskull.
In this particular aspect. Sex
I think
is
I preferred Rex Hunt, actually.
No, because we're dealing with people who are just... What? You're not concentrating. Sex is gender.
What about the bloke who's not allowed to talk? He agrees with me.
Is all right.
Sex
look,
is
the bloke
between...
who can't talk, just nod, right? So gender is male and female.
He's
isn't it?
No expert. And don't look at him.
I didn't say sexuality. I said it is about sex. I said it's about gender, and he said sexuality. I said, well, sex is gender.
Well, so Richardson said, oh, you're a boy. Now, he's talking about...
He said he was a faggot, which means...
Which means it's his behaviour. It's got nothing to do with...
Calling someone a faggot means that they're gay.
Oh, thank you, John.
Well, why do we have to explain this? And I said gender. Gender is about sex.
And I'm not sure Kane Richardson was totally comfortable with it anyway.
Well, he said...
What?
Well, I've seen his interviews on TV. You wouldn't have seen it, Don, because you would have turned
it
off.
No, exactly. Yeah.
And I don't think he was. I don't think he was all that thrilled to be called a faggot.
Well, he said he didn't take offence.
Well,
I
saw his interviews. Did you see
them? No, I just saw what he said in the paper.
Well, perhaps you should.
No, I just saw what he said in the paper.
Mm.
So I will take, for the sake of this discussion, I'll take your point. Sexuality and race are out, Don. You cannot, in this day and age, go up and say to someone, you are a coloured person.
Yes, let me
give
you...
And you can't say you're a
don't point.
Faggot. You can't say you're... You can't do that. After that, Don, I reckon anything
you
goes.
You said anything. Now, when Aboriginal players played in your
time... No, I didn't. I was accused by one called Bill Dempsey. I know what you are going to say. And I was the victim. We played a game against whoever Bill Dempsey played for, the blue and reds in Perth. And he got up and accused me of being or of saying something to him. He took a bit of a joke. It was a joke anyway. But no, I felt offended by him.
Oh, did you? Why? Because anything goes on the field?
I drew a line.
Oh,
there is
a line somewhere, is there?
I drew the line right there. Never did I engage in that. No. Racist comments, no.
Well, Don, please, Don, if we replay this, I'm on your side. I'm helping.
Are you? Why?
Why?
Because
why are you on his side?
I'm worried.
I'm on his I'll tell you why I'm on his side.
Why weren't you on my side about Jeff Kennett?
I'm on your side, Don, about you said a sweeping statement a minute ago that anything goes, don't be so precious. And I said... sexuality, if you like, or race are off limits. And you said, shook your head, and now you are saying they are off limits.
No. The racial thing is off limit.
Oh, well, what you said nothing was off limits.
What have you got crickets for, Jack?
Crickets because you're not speaking. You're not speaking because you know what I'm saying is logically correct.
What about... Yes, and I accept you, John. What about when people used to cast aspersions about your sexuality when you played?
They did over the fence as well.
Did you get offended by that?
No.
And me?
Not at all.
No.
And what about when Sam
what,
said you
they
were...
they said it to you?
Yeah, they said
what,
to me...
What, because you have tinted hair or blonde, or tips hair?
And white boots and all that. They said I was a poofter.
Geelong grammar.
A poofter, they did. They say, you poofter, Newman.
What about when
just talking about Geelong grammar, you know who we should get on? Geez. I just...
We've started 300
I tell you what I'm going to do, Don.
No, I just thought of somebody we should get on the show. Your cousin.
Oh, no, we can't have another Sheehan on, can we?
Paul Sheehan.
Where has he been, this man? We what talked about this last week, about getting him on.
Did we?
He's been in a caravan at the bottom
you
of a...
You too. I'm never consulted here. It's his show, and you may get a call for... I never get any calls. It's his show.
Don.
So why have...
No, Don. I said I was going to offer three things to chat about. One of them was the man being called a faggot. I notice a man... Now, I should just start this off and you finish the question because you know everything I'm going to say in advance, but I'll have a crack at this.
I'm learning.
There's a man called... D'Souza, who is putting on an LBGT tennis tournament at which tennis arena do you think?
Margaret Court.
Margaret Court Arena. He's putting on, he's thumbing his nose in her face.
How can he put it on? Who is he?
He's putting an L.
Now, but who is he?
He's
the bloke that did Pomp and Ceremony, isn't he?
To Sousa. He's a gay activist, and that's fine. And he says Margaret Court has degraded the LGBT community, and she should embrace those people, those LGBTQ people, coming and playing tennis because it's for everyone. And he said it'd be good to have a conversation with her. And he said he hasn't quite invited her to come along to her arena to be part of it. But do you think he's being provocative beyond...
Oh, have Tennis Australia sanctioned it, have they?
I don't know if they've sanctioned it.
Well, you can't just say, I think I'll have a tournament at Margaret Court Arena.
I presume you can.
But then you've got to go through the rigors of getting approval. You can say whatever you like.
I can say whatever you like.
Yes.
You can't just put a tournament on.
He can say, I'm going to put a tournament on, but he... down the road and he gets his first knockback, so the tournament's finished.
No, he would get approval, of course, because you go to Tennis Australia.
Why would he get approval? The joint.
Well, he can't just go on to a...
Have another function. There might be a rock concert on. How do you know he's going to get approval for the tournament?
I think he's putting it up that we would like to run a tournament on the Margaret Court Arena and we'd invite...
He's a minority group and he's just looking for publicity.
But that's exactly what he's doing, Don. But is there anything wrong with an LGBT...
Have we been going for 40 minutes, Rod?
No, he's lost interest. And here's my final question. Now, see if you can answer this, whether you're a journalist or a sports person, and you too, and I'm vehement about this, Sharapova. Is it Martina?
No, Maria.
Maria Sharapova. I knew it wasn't. Maria Sharapova.
Why didn't you call her a name then?
Because I'm thinking of Navratilova. Because Maria Sharapova has been given a wild card to play in the Australian Open. Mm. What is the one prerequisite the authorities should...
She doesn't grunt.
...should say to her... Before they allow her to play, you must not exactly have your decibel level exceed a certain amount. Her screaming and grunting is atrocious and shouldn't be allowed.
But it's not
just
her.
Do we put up with it?
It's not just her, though.
Well, so let's have a level of grunting, a decibel level that you can't exceed, men, women, and beast included.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think... there wouldn't be a spectator who goes to the tennis who enjoys that. Wouldn't be one.
And after all, it's put on for the fans.
Yeah.
So, Don, have you got an opinion on that, or do you think anything goes
on?
She's
been doing it for a long time now. I think she's the only one now. There's others.
There's heaps of them. Yeah, stop turning your TV off and listen to a bit of this stuff.
Well, I did watch the ATP thing, and I cannot believe that some of these guys are now getting away with breaking their rackets and not being fined. The tantrums are going on. It's not just Kyrgios. Djokovic did it, and... The Greek that's what I had.
This is what's known as part one of the...
Finished with this, have we?
Well, Mick, I was about to say, this is what's known as part one and we're coming to an end of part one because I'm going to have a chat to you offline.
Off air?
Offline, off air. About listening to questions before you give an answer so that people listening to this out in the land of podcast land can understand what it is we're talking about. So we're coming back with the Royals, State of Origin football.
Yes, and one for you, specifically for you, because this is your love. I think Cameron Smith will be the best Australian golfer in 12 months' time.
I'm just crazy about you, babe. I spoke to your mom. Blondie here, Queenslander.
Okay, yep.
Just one.